Welcome to Real Estate Coaching Radio, America's number one trusted resource for realtors who demand authentic, real-time coaching. Starring award-winning real estate coaches Tim and Julie Harris. Get ready for unfiltered, full-strength honesty about what is truly working to get you into action and make you money in this new real estate boom. Now to our hosts, Tim and Julie Harris.
We're joined today by Greg Sexton, the Chief Operating Officer of Century 21 Real Estate. Greg has spent over a decade with Realogy Corporation and has served in a number of roles, including Franchise Sales Director for the Century 21 brand and Regional Vice President for both the Coldwell Banker and Century 21 brands. In his previous positions as Senior Vice President for Coldwell Banker Commercial Franchise Sales, Greg was responsible for the sale of real estate franchises and supported the growth of existing franchisees through the merger and acquisition of unaffiliated real estate companies. He joins us today to discuss the Century 21 brand, where it's been, where it's going, and what we can look forward to seeing from Century 21 in 2015. Now, let's welcome Greg to the call as we join our host, Tim Harris.
So, Greg, first of all, thank you for taking time from your busy schedule to be on a radio show. We really appreciate it. All of our listeners love hearing from folks like you in the industry because, really, you guys are the leading edge of what's happening in the industry and what's going to be happening next. It's interesting. Inman Connect's going on right now, and Inman Connect has a nice combination of sort of, I'd say, the old, you know, maybe the traditional real estate meets technology. And you guys at Century 21 have really been leading that. Respect to the traditional ways, but really spearheading some of the new innovation that's happening in our industry. And again, it's a great honor to have you on our show. I sincerely appreciate it.
Thank you very much, Tim. It's a pleasure to be with you, to be with your listeners, and to talk about Century 21 and kind of the direction we're going. And we're very, very positive about the market conditions that look like are going to be in front of us here in 2015, and how Century 21 is going to leverage that as well.
Absolutely. So let's have our listeners get our listeners an opportunity to get to know you a little bit better. So let's start with your background. Share a little bit about yourself and what ultimately led to your role as the Chief Operating Officer for Century 21.
Sure, Tim. You know, when they were talking about my background, they mentioned a lot about franchise sales, and that truly is my passion. In fact, coming out of college, call it 27 years ago now, it was actually franchising that I got into because I owned a business with some partners that was not franchised, and basically we were a small business, and frankly, we struggled some as a small business, and we ended up converting that company to a franchise model that's still in existence today. And that was really my introduction to franchising in general. And then I, within about a year's time, went into the real estate part of franchising when I joined the Cendant Corporation, which we went from Cendant to Realogy. And so about, I guess, over 15 years now, I've been involved with Century 21 from a Cendant/Realogy perspective. And because of my passion for the franchise sales, that really led to kind of where I am today, because in the franchise sales side of it, I was able to work with all these unaffiliated independent companies out there, and I saw the struggles that they were having and how they needed tools and systems and a brand to help their business. That really allowed me to go in, help their business grow by franchising them, bringing them into the Century 21 family where they could utilize our technology and just the brand, the household brand name that we have. So my background really spent a lot of time in the franchise sales side of it, and I guess it was about probably 10 years into my work with Century 21 on a franchise sales side, as well as some of our other brands, that I moved into the operations side. And I think my background in the franchise sales side and dealing with those companies that were basically struggling out there, struggling to grow their companies as an independent real estate company, allowed me to really understand what I needed to do on the operations side within Century 21 to make sure that we are providing those tools, those systems, the technologies. And as you know, just from the social media spectrum, everything, this business is changing so rapidly that I really felt like having that information about what the struggles were out there among our non-affiliated companies would allow me to really help this organization grow. And we've got a great team here that puts together all these tools and systems that we now promote to our franchisees. So I guess that's really the kind of the background. And I will tell you, the part that probably is my passion with Century 21 as I moved into the operations side of it is we're all about growth. Rick Davidson, the president and CEO of Century 21, he and I actually went back to one of our other brands within the Realogy family. That's where we met. I joined him 5 years ago when he came over here. And our goal was to make sure that we took this brand that was 40-plus years old and really drive some excitement to it so that we could grow the brand. So everything that we do, Tim, is wrapped around growth. And with the market conditions like they are now, it's a great place to be with Century 21 because of the things we put in place to make sure our agents and our franchisees can grow their business. So that's a little bit about my background.
Well, I love how your answer was so agent-centric. I mean, that's what we're all about, too. You know, that's the bottom line. The heart and soul of this industry is definitely agents, and that's very clear in your company. So I love also what you said about the fact that something that we've been reporting for the better part of a couple of years, that this is definitely the beginning stages of what's going to be a long-term real estate recovery, and you definitely, you're reinforcing that. So what are your views on the real estate? And interesting, listeners, listen, because here's a guy that's seeing from the very front lines what's actually happening from all the agents that he has contact with. So he can literally know what's happening before a lot of times even economists know. So listen to what Greg has to say. So Greg, what are your thoughts on the real estate recovery that we're seeing, and how's that affecting Century 21 so far?
You know, what we are seeing is very interesting in the marketplace, and we're following a lot of what the National Association of Realtors is saying, as well as Fannie Mae. But just kind of an interesting note here. Just yesterday, I was in Atlanta at a large gathering of our Century 21 agents. It was an actual agent awards event for their great success in 2014. And we spent a lot of time talking about the market conditions, you know, for 2015, what's happening both locally in their market, as well as what's happening nationally and kind of what the expectations are. And one of the things that I shared with them is that, you know, from what we're seeing, you know, there's definitely increased consumer confidence out there, which obviously is going to lead to hopefully a good and solid recovery in our marketplace here from a real estate perspective. And I shared with them some of the projections that we're seeing from the National Association of Realtors and Fannie Mae and the positive picture that they're painting for real estate in 2015. And when you take a look at a national level, Tim, what the National Association of Realtors is calling for, an 8% increase in units, a 4% increase in price, and then when you go over to Fannie Mae, a little bit more conservative, but they're still calling for a 4% increase in units and a 5% increase in price. So overall, we are very positive about the direction of the economy and the positive impact it will have on the real estate industry. And, you know, not just here domestically too. One of the things that's very, very encouraging for us, and from a Century 21 standpoint, you know, we're in 78 countries and territories, so we're also able to get the international flavor about what's going on, you know, globally with the market industry and how that, what kind of impact that's going to have on us here in the U.S. And you know, recently I was actually in Macau at a conference of all of our global master franchisors, and they're really feeling very bullish about 2015 and 16 as well. And we see a major growth opportunity for the business that can be done globally. And that's something that we really, really focus on at Century 21. You know, some of the reasons why they're feeling very good, you know, globally about the market conditions is, you know, a lot of the global regulatory hurdles and restrictions that we've been seeing, they're beginning to soften a little bit. And then the single greatest, you know, social migration of all time is kind of occurring now in these emerging economies, and it's just creating more and more opportunities where they're really striving to grow their real estate business in their markets. And then the clear property rights that are happening in many countries where they're realizing that, boy, owning and selling real estate is a good business for everybody to be in, and it's a way for us to do business continent to continent. And so that's something that we really drive home and we're very, very encouraged about from a global perspective. So not only is it domestic, Tim, that we feel good about what's in front of us, globally we do as well.
Well, so everywhere I go, people are talking about Century 21 again. And I'm going to say again, respectfully, because years ago, Century 21, and you and I were chattering a bit before the radio show about the gold jackets. And I told you my opinion of my think that they were the single most brilliant marketing idea ever for anything, for anyone to get your agents to wear gold jackets. Now, maybe to modernize it a bit, they should wear blue jackets with gold logos. I don't know, but I just thought that was an actually brilliant marketing move. Century 21 maybe became a brand that wasn't necessarily widely discussed. And now everywhere I go, people are talking about, did you hear what's going on with Century 21? So what are the plans? What are you guys focusing on in 2015 to get such a stellar reputation for this great momentum you guys are experiencing?
You know, what's interesting, Tim, you and I were chatting about the Gold Jackets. And, when I joined this company, 15, 16 years ago, the Gold Jackets were still prevalent then. And I mentioned to you, even when I go over international, every single agent is wearing the Gold Jackets. And a lot of that in these countries that we're in now, they're really growing just like we were growing back, 40 years ago, and establishing our brand in the marketplace. And although you don't see as many of the Gold Jackets right now with Century 21, kind of our tagline now, if you will, and what we introduced, 5 years ago when Rick came on board, is it's smarter, bolder, faster. That's how we want to be perceived in the marketplace. Our agents are smarter, bolder, faster. And so in some markets, you may still have the Gold Jacket that works for some people, and that's A-okay. If it does, we're fine with that. But what we're most focused on now is making sure we have the most professional agents that really had that smarter, bolder, faster appeal to them so that they can deliver the top service to the clients that we're looking for. And so you see that advertising. You mentioned earlier about agent-centric. Every bit of our advertising now is centered around the agent. We want the agent to be front and center of our advertising because that's what we feel is most important. We want to make sure that we have the systems and tools in place to help them grow their business and to serve their clients. And we will constantly make sure that we're promoting those in the most importantly. As far as kind of our plans for 2015, we are going to continue to focus our advertising centered around some iconic events that we have coming up, and we're going to make sure that in all that advertising that the agent is the one that's promoted. So really from a 2015 perspective, from a marketing advertising standpoint, that's where you'll see us go.
Well, you're talking about, I assume, mass media type marketing. Is that what we're discussing here?
Yes, sir.
I don't know. Okay, I don't know if I'm tipping your hand that it hasn't been made public yet, and I apologize if that question is inappropriate. But so you guys are planning on rolling out a national campaign that's promoting the agent, and that's fantastic. I mean, again, it's this forward-thinking mindset you guys are taking to the industry. Of all the when we have the occasion to interview folks like you on this radio show, or just obviously talking offline, that are in your position, the one thing that I see that's common amongst all the ones that are being really successful right now during this transition in the real estate market from sort of a recession, depression, if you want to call it that, to this new boom, is that mindset, the focus on being agent-centric. So can you talk to us a little bit about the role of technology that currently plays in the business? And, you know, really, how does an agent, or how does one balance the pressure to be social at the same time not forgetting that, you know, truly, the transaction happens offline.
Yeah, absolutely. And technology is one of the areas where we are really focusing a lot of our attention. We always have, Tim, but I can tell you now that because of, and you mentioned the social media aspect, it is a paramount priority for us to make sure that our agents are always on the cutting edge of technology. It's part of our value proposition. In fact, you probably recently heard about our Realogy's acquisition of Zip Realty. And this was a very important acquisition for us because it brought a technology platform to us that we believe is going to be a complete differentiator in the industry. There is a what you call a Zap platform that really allows our agents to have a scoring mechanism. Not only do we get leads now, because at Century 21 we drive a large number of leads to our companies, to our agents, but now we're going to be able to score those leads so they can really determine, you know, where is that consumer in the buying and selling process right now, and then be able to react to that to meet the needs of that consumer. So this acquisition of Zip Realty is something that we're very, very excited about. We're actually going to be rolling out this technology to our agents during the 2015 year with constant enhancements to it. This company was based out of California, a lot of really smart technology-based people there that understand the real estate business, and they are actually now white labeling this so that we can have a product for Century 21 that will allow our agents to really deliver to their customers first-class service, especially in the technology sphere. And when you talk about the social media aspect of it, I guess, Tim, I sometimes joke about I may not be the biggest fan of technology, but that might, I mean, I'm sorry, of social media, but that might be because I have a 17-year-old and a 15-year-old, and it seems like all they do is that, social media, nothing else. But so here's what I do know, though, is that it's an important aspect of our business. And one of the things that we're doing from many different fronts is training our agents about having a social media platform, how we as a brand make sure that we have a social media platform that really gets out there and promotes our brand, promotes our agents. But we also do it from a learning perspective where we want to help our agents understand the value of the social media, how to use it to grow your business, and how to make sure that you're out there promoting yourself in the best way in as many formats as possible within the social media space. So technology and social media is something that we are definitely heavily focused on and will continue to be. What I charge our team with doing is making sure that we stay on the cutting edge of technology at all times so that we are leaders in that side of the industry.
Yeah, absolutely. It makes perfect sense. So you and I also talked a little bit prior to the radio show today about obviously a topic that's near and dear to our hearts is agent coaching. You know, folks are listening to Real Estate Coaching Radio, and some of them are going to be listening on Inman, and some of them are going to be listening directly on realestatecoachingradio.com. And guys, you can always listen to past interviews. We have hundreds of them, hundreds of radio shows you can listen to. But agent coaching is what we do. It's what we have a lot of passion for. And I was really glad to hear that you in particular and Century 21 on a whole is big advocates of agents really taking their training and education to the next level. Can you discuss that a little bit?
Yeah, you know what's interesting about the coaching aspect of our business? I had the privilege of being involved in operations with Century 21 as well as another one of the Realogy brands when it came to working with our learning department, our education departments. And, you know, for years and years, I always felt like that we needed to spend the time putting together the coaching, the education, the learning, and that we could all do that within the Century 21 system, if you will. And what I came to quickly realize is that a lot of our top producing agents, they might be utilizing some of our learning systems and our platforms there, but they still had coaches on the outside. And so for years and years, I kind of took the stance that we want to make sure that we continue to increase and get better and better at whatever learning products we were putting out there, even to the point of kind of doing some coaching on our own and trying to develop that. What I realized was that wasn't the direction that I wanted to see us go, that I didn't feel like that if we were going to be a first-class organization, we needed to align ourselves with first-class coaches that are out there within the industry. Those coaches, like yourself, Tim, who wake up every morning, and this is what you do. And I knew that our agents were going to be utilizing coaches, so better than trying to figure out how to do it on our own and spending a lot of time, effort, and money doing that, why not partner with some? So this is something that we take very, very seriously with Century 21 is the coaching aspect. We have developed what we call our Century 21 University. About 2 years ago, I brought on our new Vice President of Learning, David Birnbaum, and he brought a wealth of knowledge about not just real estate learning, but just learning in general about and how you measure the effectiveness of your educational programs. Because a lot of times we develop all these systems and tools, Tim, from a learning perspective, and we're really not sure if they're producing the results that we're looking for. Well, David came with that knowledge, and one of the things that he was able to really show us is those agents that are going through coaching, their production is far superior to those that typically are not. Not in every case, but I will tell you that, and you're probably aware of this, that coaching and accountability certainly makes a difference for those agents that are utilizing these external coaches. So this was a direction that we went with our new Century 21 University. We plan to continue to promote that, and David's working on programs that will enhance that. Obviously, we still are working on promoting our learning products because we deliver them in many different ways. We want our Century 21 University to be a one-stop shop. We want people to be able to, our affiliated agents to be able to go online, have live classes, webinars, even mobile learning is very popular now, and we've developed some really great little mobile vignettes, if you will, and some of these can be as short as a minute to 5 minutes where an agent can sit in front of a listing appointment and right there on their phone, have the opportunity to just engage in a little bit of learning before they go in on that appointment. So we are constantly looking, again, along the technology lines, but in technology in the learning space as well. And you'll continue to see us develop those internally, but you'll also now going to see us really focus on some of the outside coaches and what we can do to actually promote our agents wanting to experience the benefits of working with a coach. So I really come to from one end of the spectrum to the other on the whole coaching thing, and right now I can tell you the results we're seeing. I think it was a good move for our organization, and we're very excited about the opportunities this presents for our affiliated agents.
You know, it is interesting that the brokerages, I'm thinking of, you know, your company and other brokerages that do have in-house training, it's fascinating, and I don't understand the psychology behind it, but almost exactly what you said. So we'll have an agent, a great agent. We know we have some of your top producing agents at Century 21 as personal coaching clients. And even, you know, they'll utilize everything you guys are offering and rant and rave about it, but they still want the outside coach. And I think the strange thing is the psychology associated with actually the fact that they're paying for it, that they take it a little bit more seriously, and then they can be a little bit more selective on, you know, they have more control of it. And also, I think a lot of agents, top producing agents in particular, they'll look for external coaching because they want to differentiate themselves and feel like they're getting unique information and maybe a unique approach to how to look at their business than maybe sometimes they get inside brokerages. I don't understand the psychology of it because I know you guys are doing a fantastic job. So, I mean, really the combination of what I'm hearing from you and what really differentiates Century 21, and again, this is, I think, the reason everyone's talking about Century 21, is the fact that you guys are really leading the country and a lot of real estate companies, brokerages, big national brokerages, in combining a forward-thinking, agent-centric approach. So what would be, now remember, we have 100,000 listeners, what would be other reasons that maybe they should consider considering Century 21, or how do you guys differentiate yourselves from maybe some of the other Realogy brands, but maybe just brokerages in general?
You know, I want to answer that, Tim, but I want to just kind of just jump back and just talk about this learning thing for just a second, because I think that one of the things that you said is very, very true about kind of our attitude towards learning now. We believe that learning, you know, is a belief, an attitude you have to have to want to get better. We believe that our agents really want to make a career in real estate, and therefore, in my opinion, in order to enhance your career, you got to be constantly learning. The technology is changing daily, and what our customers are demanding out there, and when I say customers, our end customers, our affiliate agents, their clients, their demands are getting more and more. And so we have to be on the cutting edge. And so we want to make sure that our agents can unlock their full potential. And we really kind of take a holistic approach now to our learning. We have an in-house type learning programs and platforms that we're putting together along with the coaching. And so I believe this holistic approach is something that's it's different than it's being done by any other brand that
it's
I'm
unique.
Aware of.
Yeah, it's definitely unique. And I think that, again, the fact that you guys are taking that approach, you'll see other companies, I'm sure they're going to start to copy you because they're seeing the fact that what you're doing is really working and it's attracting agents to you. I know it is because I hear it from our, you know, people are asking me about Century 21. They're saying, you know, I'm looking at my options in my marketplace as far as which brokerages to join. And I didn't, you know, they're realizing now that Century 21 is really leading, not just in what we're talking about now as far as Century 21 University, but also the technology you guys are offering, the holistic approach, that's a great word, that you guys are taking to being agent-centric. Is it seems like these are just words, but it's not just, it's what you guys are doing. Otherwise, I certainly wouldn't be hearing about it, you know, as a coach and also from doing this radio show. It's one of the things that, it was one of these trends that we started seeing probably about a year and a half ago where people were starting to bring up Century 21, and that's when we started, you know, really paying attention and what are these guys doing that are making agents so happy, and I'm, you know, it's, I'm understanding more certainly from today's interview. So as far as like, and what are other reasons you think agents join Century 21?
Sure. And one of the things that I think that agents and why the industry and agents are really looking at Century 21 now is, you know, as I mentioned earlier, we were a 40-plus year old brand, and we really needed to inject some energy, some excitement into the brand. And that's what Rick Davidson brought to us. And you said within the last year and a half or so, you're seeing it. We are seeing it as well within the industry. When we go to the National Association of Realtors event or other industry events, there is a real level of excitement, not just among the Century 21 agents and brokers that are seeing it on an everyday basis, but we're seeing it within the industry. And that really does help promote and lead us to kind of what I would say, Tim, I'll call it like an elevator speech. If I was really out there and talking to agents and companies about joining the Century 21 system, it's fun now because I have, personally, I have such a passion for it, and one of the reasons why I have a passion for it is because I'm seeing the difference now that some of our advertising and just the excitement and enthusiasm is bringing to the brand. And so what I would say to the agents as they're, you know, considering joining Century One is take a look at the whole smarter, bolder, faster tagline, if you will, and it's really kind of who we are. It's the gold jacket, if you will, that we're wearing now, because we want our agents to really feel that they are what's most important. Every time an agent carries one of our business cards and gives it to a client, we want them to be so proud of the brand that they belong to, and we try to promote that. And so from an elevator speech, I probably would start there, and then I would also talk to them, you know, Tim, about just the brand awareness now. Yes, you and I spoke, the gold jackets, you know, we don't see them as much now, but I truly believe they allowed us to be a household name. When you have by far the most recognized brand in real estate, that means something for an agent. It actually means something globally now, which, and global is so important when it comes to real estate. So that would be part of the reason that I would tell them they need to be part of this brand. The other thing I think is advertising on the Century21.com website. You know, since December of 2012, we're the most visited franchise real estate website, attracting unique visitors. That's so important because, as we talked about technology being so prevalent in our business, if you're an agent out there, wouldn't you want to be with the company that is driving the most unique visitors to a website? I would think so. And so that's something that I absolutely would talk about. And not only from a residential real estate standpoint, we have what we call kind of our niche specific consumer-facing websites, you know, be it commercial, our fine homes and estates, our Espanol. You know, the Hispanic market is growing so much, and Century 21 is really rallying around and making sure that we're part of that business and reaching out to that community as well. And then I will tell you, Tim, one of the things that all of us at Century 21, our brokers, our agents, our corporation, we are so proud of, and that I always point out to people, is our philanthropic partnership with Easter Seals. I'm not sure if you're aware, Tim, but since 1979, we have given in excess of $111 million to Easter Seals. We're a family organization, and that's kind of how we want to come across with our agents, that we are a family, and family takes care of each other. And so that's something that we are extremely proud of. So I certainly talk about those things as well. And then where we spend a lot of our time talking about, I certainly go in and talk about our learning platform, what I believe is our first-class learning opportunities that are available, again, both internal and external. And I could go on and on about things because I kind of get on my soapbox about it. I'm very passionate.
I mean, yeah, exactly. I was going to say, you clearly have a lot of passion for it, and it comes, you know, it's very... So if an agent wanted to engage with you, Greg, is there a way to do it directly, or would you prefer they just go through their local Century 21 office?
Well, they certainly can contact us directly, but I would encourage them to... that's the great thing about Century 21. When you have as many offices that we have across the country, across the world for that matter, they can, right there in their own marketplace, the odds are they can go around the corner and there'll be a Century 21 that they can contact and look to join them and find out exactly what's going on with their company. But they can certainly go to our .com, Century21.com site, and we'd be more than happy to point them in the right direction. If you'll allow me, Tim, one of the things that I wanted to absolutely mention, because it's something because we're proud of, and I will tell you that we're more thankful to our agent community for, and I'm not sure if you're aware of this, but in 2014, Century 21 won the J.D. Powers satisfaction survey results. And what's really unique about that is we literally swept all four categories of the J.D. Powers. And I think all of your listeners are very familiar with the J.D. Powers and what that means. But we won it in first-time home buyers, repeat home buyers, and repeat home sellers, all four of those categories. And that just speaks to, and here's what I will tell you about that, Tim. all the different changes and the things that we put in place over the last couple of years to really drive the excitement of who Century 21 is today, that kind of, for all of us from a corporate perspective, really kind of brought it to home, brought it to realize that all the heavy lifting and the hard work that we did, that our agents did, is paying off, because it's now being recognized by the consumer out there who says, wow, I want to do business with Century 21.
Well, I mean, I always, again, my mindset's always agent-centric, as clearly yours is as well, and that would be an absolutely killer thing to be able to present to a prospective seller in a competitive situation for a listing, or when you're trying to woo a buyer, obviously. You know, you tell them the statistics and facts. You know, there are a lot of choices out there for an agent. There are a lot of options, a lot of different directions they can go. And you know, some people say the trend is back towards small brokerages and the trend is towards, you know, big brokerages. And there's a lot of things to consider. And if I were an agent out there and I was thinking about where I wanted to, you know, plant my sign, as it were, you guys would be nuts not to seriously consider Century 21. I mean, sit down, look to see what they have to offer, look at all the different programs they have to offer, and realize that, okay, well, you have to have this technology and that technology. Well, if they've already done it for you, not only does that save you a huge amount of time so you can spend more time focusing on your, you know, your clients, but also it's going to save you a lot of money. You know, you guys spend tons, agents spend tons and tons and thousands, millions of dollars every year on this technology widget or that technology widget. Well, how does it feel knowing you could join a brokerage that's already done that heavy lifting for you again, and you can focus on what's actually going to put you in a position of helping people and making money? You know, these are the types of things that agents need to be considering and thinking about, you know, their brokerage situation from a business perspective. And really, it's the value proposition that Century 21 offers is really hard to beat. You know, we interview, and you guys have been listening to the radio for a while, and we'll continue to interview the industry stars like Greg. And the bottom line is you have a lot of great options, and Century 21 is right up there. If not at the top, they're darn near the top, depending on your individual market. Greg, I want to sincerely thank you for being on our radio show today. I've learned a lot. You're right. There's a few things that I wrote down that I didn't know. And I appreciate you being very clear on all the different benefits of being a Century 21 agent. I appreciate your energy and enthusiasm, too. That's always fun. Makes the radio show more interesting. Anything else you'd like to say to our listeners before we wrap up today's show?
You know, there's only one quick thing that I wanted to mention, and it kind of sort of goes back to the elevator speech we had, but this is something really unique to the industry that we've done this year. As you know, and being a coach, Tim, you're out there working with your clients, and there's all these different systems and tools that they're offered by whatever company they're with. And with Century 21, you know, we had this basically this library full of technology tools, learning tools. But a lot of times it's very, very difficult for an agent, especially an agent who's really doing a great job out there working with their clients, driving their business, to have time to utilize those tools, to have time to investigate those tools. So one of the things I wanted to tell you that I could, because I think it's unique to the industry, in 2014, we introduced something called the Century 21 Marketing Assistant. This is literally where a Century 21 agent now can have their own personal assistant, and they pay a fee of $45 a month, and they can actually have marketing tasks done for them. It could be that you want to optimize their own personal website. Well, the marketing assistant could do that for them. They want to put together a whole social media platform. Well, that's very involved, and not everybody like myself would know even where to begin to do that, but it's so important to our business, and a marketing assistant now for Century One would provide that service. Maybe it's a great listing presentation that they want to put together that they can utilize. We now have that availability with the marketing assistant to really drive that, and we think that's a differentiator, and that's what we look for, is differentiators for agents. So I didn't want to miss the opportunity to talk about that one as well, because that's big in our industry, and I really appreciate the opportunity to spend this time with you today. To all of your listeners, I wish them a great 2015, and we certainly would love to have the opportunity to talk with them at Century 21, and appreciate, Tim, what you're doing for the industry as well.
Thank you, Greg, and I really appreciate you being our guest today. And listeners, there you have it, and we'll talk with you on the radio tomorrow.
This program has been a presentation by Tim and Julie Harris, Real Estate Coaching. For more information on our real estate coaching and training programs, visit our website at timandjulieharris.com. Remember to tune in weekdays at noon for upcoming shows, and until next time, thank you for listening to Real Estate Coaching Radio with Tim and Julie Harris.